Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the audio.
Our old broadcast partner, and he ain't that old, but we always like to call him old, the legendary Walt Williams Massenburg is up next. And it's important time of the year when it's an Olympic year. We haven't gotten really, I loved his passion talking about women's basketball and how he was watching the games before and how he wished there had been more. Well, guess what? His wishes are now being honored because there are more. They're coming out of woodwork. And Team USA is dominant. And it's amazing how, you know, I remember back in the 70s doing her thing, and I remember Myers at UCLA and Miller's a Trojan. Cheryl's actually going to coach the WNBA All-Stars. I'm looking forward to the All-Star game this weekend. I really am seeing the W All-Stars against Team USA. And, you know, the Caitlin Clark deal, those aren't rumors. She moves the needle. And now that she's getting better right before our eyes. They really had no training camp. She went from right being a Hawkeye competing, and don't forget, they didn't win the national championship. The South Carolina Gamecocks won that. So she's been climbing up a hill. If her teammates were better, she would have earned the right to be on Team USA. No doubt in my mind. But they weren't ready for prime time. And neither was she. Not when they were making those selections.
Well, you don't get drafted number one overall by the best team in the league.
Right. But if they were making those selections now, she would have earned her way on it, and she still might. She's getting better. She's getting stronger. She was exhausted going in. And it was initiation. She had to go through the gauntlet.
I think what's interesting, too, is she's going to be playing on the all-WNBA team, you know, against the Olympic team, with Angel Reese on her team, and it'll be interesting to see her. I want to see them both on the court together. I want to see how that goes.
But they all, both of them are going to get better. You ain't seen nothing yet. She's going to eat this league up when she grows up. In the meantime, she's doing this while she develops. She's doing this with the team she's on. Oh my goodness, her with a elite team. Oh. You think Magic Johnson and Larry Bird was passing the ball. You ain't seen nothing yet. She's a savant as a distributor. Yeah, I'm just, I'm telling you. You want me to go to that line or you want me to take a break?
Yeah, let's take him. He wants to talk Caitlin Clark, I think.
All right. Jason, what's up, man?
Hey, Welcome Doc, I just wanted to say tremendous talk on Caitlin, man. You know, you always have great points, but I feel like a lot of the oversight on what Caitlin's been doing in terms of not having a preseason, right, and everything you just touched on.
She didn't have one.
100% right.
Yeah. She didn't have nothing.
Agreed. And, you know, just coming straight from it. Sorry,
coming into it, she had the longest college season.
Yep.
And I'm not going to so did Angel. All of them did. They're ballers.
Correct.
Then you come 100%. Into a new environment. You're going to be initiated because you're the prize bull. No problem. She ain't bitched about nothing. And I heard Zion, he was right. This morning, him and Rooster. And he said she leads the league in turnovers. She's not perfect. Not at all. But I tell you what. Watch her work. And just use this as a benchmark from where she starts and where she ends up. She's going to have a different body next year and the year after that. Just like the rest of the let me tell you what. Not that I'm an expert yet, but as much of the W's I've watched now, I'm looking at this going, watch Vegas. If you want to know what it looks like at the end when it's developed, oh my God.
Yep.
Ace, there's some grown behind women in there. This ain't no joke. There's difference,
you know, beyond,
just like with the boys.
Beyond Caitlin, I mean, just the rookie class and the fact that none of them really had a training camp to have the impact that they had. Angel had an unbelievable impact, and Asia, obviously. So,
it's a treat. It's a treat to watch her. It's a treat to watch. I'm watching Minnesota, the way they D up. Man, this is. Let me tell you what. We're so lucky that we get a chance to see good fundamental basketball now being on display. There was a time that basketball didn't look right to me. There's a certain way the game should be played. And it got a little bit out of control. The game is really in a good spot. And, the best is yet to come. We're just scratching the surface now. They need more teams.
Sure.
They're able to get more teams. It's like they play each other everywhere. I mean, that's okay. It's an infantile state. The league will grow. And let's give the NBA a lot of credit because it was like rearing it's been a parent. And they've not made any money.
Yep.
And they're slowly turning the corner. We Neanderthals are looking at it completely different. And rightfully so. And we should. And that's just, it's like soccer. I do believe. And that we're growing, and we all needed to grow. Hey, man, I appreciate that call.
Hey, likewise.
We get
Doc,
high IQ volume callers. Thank you. I appreciate the phone call. My mother believes that. She's about the only one, but that's cool. Let me tell you what. We love Big Tony, but every once in a while, it's good to get a high IQ individual to join Club K9. You know, we do appreciate that. To break we go. We still got a fundraiser going for Grant and Danny. I like them dudes, man. And I'm really going all out right now. It's a fundraiser for Grant and Danny. So we got to pay some bills, and we'll be right back.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
If your day sounds like
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And we are going to get in contact with Brother Massenburg. It might have been pilot error on my fault, because Massenburg, that's amazing. Cause we had interesting dialogue earlier, and I think he's at the crib. We will try. You know, it's amazing that when we start talking about the W, it they get it, but they're gonna get it either way. They were loving it no matter what. They didn't have to be at this level, but it does make it more fun the more competitive it is and the more universally that it's accepted. But I have seen, and like Carmella Cardoza, she got back. Maybe it's not going to happen this year with her and Angel. But I'm telling, they're going to alter the game with the two bigs. I know, you know, Caitlin's got the range and all that. But I see this thing altering the way this is coming up down the road. Maybe not this year. Because I'm telling you right now, Vegas, I mean, it ain't no joke. And they're not the only good team. But I'm looking at the physicality that people think they were picking on Caitlin early. That's sports. You ever been anywhere where somebody had a reputation? They come in, you test them. You're going to make them show it, prove it. I mean, that's not just Caitlin Clark. That's anywhere, anybody that's ever been around competitive athletics. They're going to test you. And she survived it. I love the fact she don't say anything that's going to change. I guarantee you Caitlin's going to become a lot more vocal down the road, because I believe she can talk smack. She's just smart enough right now to know it's not the time. You just got to take it. That's how I know she really gets it. You know, every sport has an initiation phase. You know, everybody does. So I'm going to, I just love the fact that it's this competitive. That's why, you know, I can't wait to get the numbers on the WNBA All-Star game. And in terms of Angel and Caitlin playing on the same team, yeah, that's, they're getting ready for it. It's going to happen a hell of a lot, you know. We keep saying Magic and Bird because that's what happened. Magic and Bird, they changed sports. It altered sports. I remember so vividly being from the L.A. area and watching the Lakers, growing up with the Lakers. You think there was always primetime TV and all that, even the championship game. No, man. Larry Bird and Magic Johnson, they changed viewing habits. It was the biggest thing that happened, was how that altered things. Let's take a break. I'm going to go down and see if we can get Brother Massenburg all tied up. Stay with us. Appreciate your patience. We'll be right back. More on Overtime here on The Fan. We are having too much fun to call this work. So, but we will call it work just in case the boss is listening. Man, we are slaving over a hot microphone.
I better
this
get paid
is so
for
this. Hard. Chris, why is this so hard? We having butt-naked fun, really. It's a thrill to be talking about games that are grown people are making a living at, feeding families with it, building their futures with it. And there's winners and losers, and there's surgeries behind this, and there are life-altering events to take place. And that's why these Olympic Games that come in every couple of years, every 4 years, have such significance. This may be corny, but I'm don't have to care this much about it. LeBron is doing something that no one has done to my knowledge. And I haven't put a whole bunch of research into this. I haven't put this through the Sheehan Institute of Research. I haven't seen anybody his age. It's scary. Before we came on the air, I don't know how Tiger finished up. Now, Tiger's been through had a lot of trauma to his body. Some self-inflicted. But life is life. Nobody put him in them situations. He put himself in them. But age is still age. Every guy that suits up has the right to buy the same equipment that LeBron does. Eat the same way he does. There's a terrific amount of discipline that goes in his life. To look like that this long? Do you see the way he gets out on fast breaks? Like he did 20 years ago. Who does that? And I'm just going, now I know there are a lot of things we can debate about. Well, Bron this. Yeah, okay, I get it. Who else has done what Bron's doing? You tell me. Now, the man that we're trying to get on the air right now, we're having some technical difficulties. We're working on it. And the guy I got working on it right now, Heavy Metal, Christopher, he's the best in the business. If he can't get this fixed, it's impossible to get it done. I saw LeBron get on a fast break. I go, hey, man, how long is this dude going to look like this, doing this? And they testing everybody. Don't. I know what you're thinking. He being tested too. Who's LeBron's comparable? The guy on the phone right now might be the closest I can come to it. So, Mass, what you and LeBron got going the rest of us don't know about? You tell me.
What's up, Doc? I just caught part of what you just said.
You and LeBron, the only two dudes, don't look your age. Y'all swole up. Y'all don't look your age. Y'all doing something we need to know. What are y'all doing?
Well, I don't know what LeBron's doing. I'm just out here hitting the gym a couple of times a week. I didn't play
Come
40
on, man.
Years, so apparently LeBron knows something that I don't know.
Seriously, Mass. Name another athlete that has maintained that look, that run ability to run and jump, and still be that tight. No disrespect to nobody, but everybody breaks down. When is this dude going to start showing signs of aging?
Well, he's showing signs of aging.
Other than his hairline. If this dude would shave his head.
I ain't talking about his hairline.
Yes, you were. Exactly what you were doing. But I'm going to say what you won't say. If LeBron would shave his head, and the only reason he don't do it because of Mike, if he would shave his head, you would have no idea how old this dude is.
Well, you wouldn't have any idea how old he is just by watching him play. I mean, physically, I have never seen anybody maintain this level, that the high level of play. Now, again, I because I've watched the game and played the game for so long, I see some drop-off in LeBron in comparison to now and versus, 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, too.
I mean,
okay, I've seen that, too.
It's so small that it doesn't even – like, it doesn't phase the average person. Like, he's still making major plays. He's able to finish above the rim. And when you look at him physically, you can't see a whole lot difference between him and 10 years ago. So that's after having 10 years on his body as an NBA player, which is incredible. I have never seen anybody in any sport maintain this level of fitness and literally play this long without having a catastrophic injury. Like, it is totally unbelievable what he has been able to do and the level that he's been able to play at for the last 20 years. I mean, there is nobody to compare him to. There are guys that have had longevity and have played at a high level, but eventually you saw them tailing off and you saw the signs that saying, okay, retirement is just right around the corner for this dude. And you really haven't seen that with LeBron. I mean, it has been the most incredible run and the highest level, meaning maintaining his play at a high level. It's been one of the most incredible things I've ever seen from an athlete in any sport.
And I'm not kidding when I say this. And heavy metal, when you see Mass, you see him on the set, everybody else looks like he's babysitting. He looks like...
you're a funny dude, man.
With Master Bird.
Oh, man.
Master Bird looked like... No, seriously. Master Bird is still so big. No, I'm serious. Most people don't... They shrink. Mass ain't shrunk, man. This dude is still massive. I'm going... See, Master Bird, him and LeBron, I'm telling you, people don't look like that. They actually get smaller. People...
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
We are having too much fun to call this work. So, But we will call it work just in case the boss is listening. Man, we are slaving over a hot microphone.
I better get paid for this.
This is so hard. Chris, why is this so hard? We having butt naked fun, really. It's a thrill to be talking about games that are grown people are making a living at, feeding families with it, building their futures with it. And there's winners and losers, and there's surgeries behind this, and there are life-altering events to take place. And that's why these Olympic Games that come in every couple of years, every 4 years, have such significance. This may be corny, but I'm and don't have to care this much about it. LeBron is doing something that no one has done, to my knowledge. And I haven't put a whole bunch of research into this. I haven't put this through the Sheehan Institute of Research. I haven't seen anybody his age. It's scary. Before we came on the air, I don't know how Tiger finished up. Now, Tiger's been through had a lot of trauma to his body, some self-inflicted. But life is life. Nobody put him in this situation. He put himself in them. But age is still age. Every guy that suits up has the right to buy the same equipment that LeBron does, eat the same way he does. There's a terrific amount of discipline that goes in his life. To look like that this long? Do you see the way he gets out on fast breaks? Like he did 20 years ago. Who does that? And I'm just going, now I know there's a lot of things we can debate about. Well, Bron this. Yeah, okay, I get it. Who else has done what Bron's doing? You tell me. Now, the man that we're trying to get on the air right now, we're having some technical difficulties. We're working on it. And the guy I got working on it right now, Heavy Metal, Christopher, he's the best in the business. If he can't get this fixed, it's impossible to get it done. I saw LeBron get on a fast break. I go, hey, man, how long is this dude going to look like this, doing this? And they testing everybody. Don't. I know what you're thinking. He being tested too. Who's LeBron's comparable? The guy on the phone right now might be the closest I can come to it. So, Mass, what you and LeBron got going the rest of us don't know about? You tell me.
What's up, Doc? I just caught part of what you just said.
You and LeBron, the only two dudes, don't look your age. Y'all swole up. Y'all don't look your age. Y'all doing something we need to know. What are y'all doing?
Well, I don't know what LeBron's doing. I'm just out here hitting the gym a couple of times a week. I didn't play 40 years, so apparently LeBron knows something that I don't know.
Seriously, Mass. Name another athlete that has maintained that look, that run ability to run and jump, and still be that tight. No disrespect to nobody, but everybody breaks down. When is this dude going to start showing signs of aging?
Well, he's showing signs of aging.
Other than his hairline. If this dude would shave his head.
I ain't talking about his hairline.
Yes, you were. Exactly what you were doing. But I'm going to say what you won't say. If LeBron would shave his head, and the only reason he don't do it because of Mike, if he would shave his head, you would have no idea how old this dude is.
Well, you wouldn't have any idea how old he is just by watching him play. I mean, physically, I have never seen anybody maintain this level, that the high level of play. Now, again, I because I've watched the game and played the game for so long, I see some drop off in LeBron in comparison to now and versus, 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that too.
I mean,
okay, I've seen that too.
It's so small that it doesn't even, like, it doesn't phase the average person. Like, he's still making major plays. He's able to finish above the rim. And when you look at him physically, you can't see a whole lot difference between him and 10 years ago. That's after having 10 years on his body as an NBA player, which is incredible. I have never seen anybody in any sport maintain this level of fitness and literally play this long without having a catastrophic injury. Like, it is totally unbelievable what he has been able to do and the level that he's been able to play at for the last 20 years. I mean, there is nobody to compare him to. There are guys that have had longevity and have played at a high level, but eventually you saw them tailing off and you saw the signs that saying, okay, retirement is just right around the corner for this dude. And you really haven't seen that with LeBron. I mean, it has been the most incredible run and the highest level, meaning maintaining his play at a high level. It's been one of the most incredible things I've ever seen from an athlete in any sport.
And I'm not kidding when I say this. And heavy metal, when you see Mass, you see him on the set, everybody else looks like he's babysitting. He looks like...
you're a funny dude, man.
With Master Bird.
Oh, man.
Master Bird looked like... No, seriously. Master Bird is still so big. No, I'm serious. Most people don't... They shrink. Mass ain't shrunk, man. This dude is still massive. I'm going. See, Massenberg, him and LeBron, I'm telling you, people don't look like that. They actually get smaller. People don't look like these dudes. Look, I'm going. When I see Massenberg on set.
The trick is, man, and you know it from playing football, it's two things that happens to dudes that have played in the NBA and the NFL in particular. Yeah. You were either small and got big or big and got small. One of the two, right?
That's
because
right.
when you don't work out at the same level, you don't eat at the same level, and you don't have that pro regimen to lean on, one of those two things usually happen. For me, what I noticed, and again, I've had periods where my weight has fluctuated a little bit, but it's more due to the fact of what I'm eating and my activity level. When I don't eat the same amount, meaning three times a day at least, and work out, I will lose mass. Like, my metabolism is still pretty high for my age, so I can lose weight. But what I figured out is that I don't have to eat five times a day anymore. I can eat three times a day because I don't have the same regimen and I'm not burning the same amount of calories. So if I eat three times a day, if I get in the weight room maybe four times a week, because I do like to work out, then I can maintain it. But, like, when you look at most guys, man, you got to like to work out when you're 10, 15 years removed from the game.
Right.
Because if you don't, you're going to see a difference between the guy that was playing versus the guy that you become in retirement.
Well, it's true. And, folks, Tony Massenberg, we're honored to have him, man. And it's we're talking. This is real talk. I'm telling you right now, when I see guys, I go, this dude is different. And LeBron, and I'm not hating. I'm proud of what he's doing. Even his teammates who are younger. And I respect Anthony. I know Anthony Davis be so glad when LeBron retires, because it's got to be hurt his feelings that he can't match him. He obviously don't train with him. That's obvious.
Yeah, that's
but
obvious.
It's obvious. And I'm going, and this is like Shaq and Kobe. Now we see what Kobe was trying to tell us all. He was pleading with Shaq. Shaq's gifted too. But if he had LeBron's, and not everybody has it, and I think God did it for a reason. Because can you imagine if Shaq had this dude's work ethic?
If Shaq had the Mamba mentality, we would be talking about Shaq being the GOAT right now.
Not only
just the most dominant, he would be the GOAT because there are things physically that Shaq could have done that could not be matched by anybody.
Couldn't be stopped. Nobody could stop it.
Could not be stopped. Nobody could stop it. I can personally attest to that.
Yeah, no, I bet you can. Yeah, I always say, you know, God knew what he was doing when he made the elephant vegetarian. Because, I mean, if not, the landscape would be different. We heard from Walt Williams, and Walt said, which I'm assuming you're going to be around the how gratifying is it for you to see the W blow up the way it's blowing up?
It's gratifying because all it is it's growth of the game. It's appreciation for basketball in all its purity and all its form. And again, you know, guys like Walt and I, we've seen women playing basketball at an exceptional level since we got to the University of Maryland. I can't speak for Walt. I don't know how many college games he went to, women's college games he went to when he was in high school, but I had never seen a women's college game before I set foot in College Park. And wow. One of the first days, not in person. So I didn't have the same appreciation for it when I was watching, say, a Cheryl Miller in high school. Like, I knew how great she was, but until I really got to see, you know, 10 girls out there on the basketball court with my own eyes and not just the star player, not just all the emphasis on the star player, but to watch them all. When I set foot on the University of Maryland campus, that those first couple of days, we were splitting time in Cole Fieldhouse, you know, playing pickup games. And so the women were playing pickup games. They had the court before we got in. And so I was able to get there and just sit there for about a half hour, 40 minutes, and I watched those girls, and I was in utter amazement of the talent that these ladies had, because I had never seen that many females on a court all playing at a super high level in person. I had never seen it in person, so I had a different appreciation for what I was seeing, and I recognized then that, like, okay, these girls are hoopers. These girls are ballers, like, for real. Like, there are guys who think they can play that can't hold a candle to some of these women.
Well, that's exactly what Walt said. I know seeing it at UCLA and seeing the men's gym and watching when Andy Myers and all done and Cheryl Miller done at SC and it was the sport was popularized. But I mean, watching the bigs, Cardoza just getting back. She had a slow start, but I mean it just amazes me. I'm fascinated by the bigs. I mean, it's 6'7", 6'8". I mean, watching big girls on the low block, drop-stepping, pivoting, working either hand. I mean, going to work. And it's fun. I really like it. And the country's in now. You know, once we get turned on to something, it's almost like, you never know why, but we know when it happens. I remember Bird and Magic clear as day. Because, you know, on the West Coast, you really got to be doing something. But the whole NBA changed when them two dudes going on. I remember some of them championship games on tape delay.
Absolutely.
Let's not kid ourselves. Let's not act like that didn't happen. It happened.
Well, there are transcendent moments in sports where you recognize that the sport has taken a quantum leap forward. And when you talk about that Bird Magic era, I remember that as well. I was young, but I clearly remember the dynamic that they bought, and I remember them being different. You know, I was a huge Dr. J fan at that point, and I loved the slam dunk. So Doc did that better than anybody in the NBA, and he was also a great player outside of dunking. So I was a huge Dr. J fan and was really into basketball. But when I saw Magic, who at 6'8",
was doing things that I had only seen little guys do. Point guard, play the point guard position. You know, I even recognized then, like, okay, this guy is magic for real. Like, we have never seen it. Like, I don't have anybody that I can think of. I'm used to seeing guys, you know, big guys, seven-foot guys rebounding and blocking shots. I'm used to seeing high-scoring forwards on the wing, guys, you know, that could play and you know, high flyers. And I had never seen anything like magic. And then along comes Bird, and I'm like, okay, this guy can shoot the lights out, and he's as big as magic. And he's playing like a guard, you know, out on the wing. He can handle the ball, and he can shoot the ball, and he can rebound, and he can pass. And so all of these things, you know, basketball purists recognize the shift that was happening, not just in the NBA, but the shift that was happening in the game of basketball as far as, like, okay, what defines a great player? And we're now seeing that. We've seen it, you know, at different times in the NBA, because it's seemingly like every couple of generations we see something that we haven't seen. And now we're seeing it in the women's game, and the same dichotomy when you look at you look at what these girls are doing, and you look at the fact that you've got somebody like Caitlin Clark, who is Steph Curry like with a three, and now almost John Stockton,
and Magic
like,
Johnson as a passer.
As a passer. I just said Stockton because if she was bigger, I would compare her to Magic.
Yeah, or Stockton. But, you're right. No, even you. My bad. You're right. Let me slap myself. You're right. John Stockton, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, passing-wise, man, if they get open 1 inch, she's able to find them. And I saw that ability when she was in college. I was like, man, everybody keeps raving about this girl's range on a three ball, but I'm watching her drop some serious dimes. If she was in the pros, you know, she would have more assists because the girls would be able to catch some of her passes.
If her team was better, she'd already have set a record. Yeah.
I watched her make girls who were not WNBA talented into good basketball players in college. Like, because she was able to find those girls in their comfort spots. Okay, well, that's the same thing that makes John Stockton. I was fortunate enough to have to play a year with John Stockton. It was his last year in the league, but Lord have mercy, I recognized how good he was once I got on the team with him. So Stock always had that ability to just know where you were going to be and to be able to hit you with the perfect pass right where you wanted it. And I see a lot of that in Caitlin Clark. She may even be a more dynamic passer. Stockton made the right pass. Caitlin, one reason why Caitlin leads the league in turnovers is because she takes chances. And that's a sign. I'm sorry. Sometimes that's a sign of a great passer because they're willing to take that chance. And that's how they rack up those high number of assists, because they'll make more good passes than bad passes. But in the process of attempting those passes, sometimes, you know, it's their fault for throwing it away. Sometimes it's their teammate who drops the ball, you know, or whatever, or fumbles the pass. So, you know, I'm not going to knock her for leading the team in turnovers, because sometimes that's because she's passing the ball. But I have seen her pocket get picked because these girls in WNBA do strap up on the defensive side. So she's got to take a little bit better care of the basketball. But as far as her just straight up ability to pass, she is one of the great passers in that league.
Wait till she gets in the weight room. This offseason, you're not going to know her next year. If she was a stock, I'd buy her right now. Next season, stronger, bigger, stronger, tall. I'm telling you, she's going to set records they've never even heard of. Right now, I'd push all my chips in. Tell you something, Massenburg. Sorry, we had technical problems on our end. You were priceless. And when we do this again, because we're coming back, unless you change your phone number, we're coming back at you, because I want to get deeper and deeper into this LeBronology about what makes this dude the freak that he is. And maybe we can figure out who's the next freak, because I ain't seen nothing like this. He's defying nature right now, Father Time, and I've never seen this done. You were my only example until now.
Well, I'm no LeBron, but I will say this. When I played, I was serious about my workout, and there's a correlation between that. I didn't have a bunch of injuries. I broke my foot once as a player, and I tore my groin muscle, but that was in roughly 15 years of playing. So you're talking two injuries that took me off the court for, you know, a few months out of 15 years, but I attribute a lot of my longevity to lifting iron. You know, I know there's a lot of, you know, emphasis on you know, resistance training and these hydraulic machines and all this other stuff. I'm a big fan of lifting iron, and because I think it sets a base and it makes guys stronger and makes them more durable. So I know that LeBron is you know, invests over $1 million a year in his body, and he's doing a lot of things. So, again, clearly it's working for him. But, you know, the key to real longevity, you got to put that work in, and he most definitely does that.
Well, the two best that I've seen in the business are what LeBron's doing and Heavy Metal Chris, because rockers and ballers are the only people I've seen that kick ass in their trademark, in their trade, more than anybody I've ever seen. Rockers and ballers. Back after the break. And I share it with our audience because we're family. And you got to give him a phone number of a guest. And our production producers, they call out people, and you write out, type out a number, and I got the number, and it's, let's say it's 66, and I got 66 on my paper, and I text over 66, and apparently I hit a digit off, and I'm going, wait, so I'm looking right at it. Apparently it was wrong, and I can't figure it out. And I come back, and your eyes, your mind plays tricks on you. I'm looking right now at the man's number, and it's 78. And I'm looking at a piece of paper that I've got on that I printed out that has 77 on it. And what I sent to Chris, it says 77 all day on it. And I'm wondering why it's not working. It's because I'm a nitwit. And I go, what a knucklehead.
Well, out of all the numbers you've given me.
No, it's an unforced error. It's a fumble.
Sure, but you've given me so many numbers for so many great guests. This is the first time we've had a hiccup like this. So, you know, your batting average is pretty good still, I think.
No, but it was perfect. I'm striving for perfection. And I have fumbled now. I fumbled in my own red zone. Now, but worse than that. You know what the worst fumble is on the goal line? When you're going in to score and you fumble. You fumble in the red zone. And that's on me. That's on me. That's 100 push-ups. That's on me. And I'm thinking, well, it's got to be an equipment thing. I'm thinking, but I got to call Chris Kennard. I got to call Chris tomorrow. Boss, like, boss, we're having technical problems. I'm running a world-class operation over here, and I cannot afford to have technical glitches. I'm already writing a letter to the boss. And come to think about it, and as bad as I am on Zion, as much as I ride him like secretary, and then me of all people, I fumble on the 1 yard line.
Oh, this wasn't like an Ernest Biner thing. Hold on now. It still worked out.
No, it worked out because Massenburg was able to break three or four tackles, and he had like a Walter Payton type run. It had nothing to do with me. It was all Massenburg. But I'm just saying, and I share this with the public so that you realize that you can F up, you can fumble, you can drop a pass, you can have somebody hit a home run on you, and you can bounce back and finish strong. Now I have to have a hell of a fourth quarter. I got to come back and break her. I got to do some things now. And going back to Sheehan's, Sheehan had one of the best hours in radio today. And when he was describing Michael Phelps, what he was doing was he was describing some of the greatest athletes in the world and where they should have been positioned, you know, on the greatest on these poles and who should have been. It was the athlete of, I think it was the decade. And he thought the rankings, he didn't agree with the rankings. But that's the beauty about And I'm going to get involved next year in all the you know, top picks and polls and all that. Because I was fascinated, but I thought, oh, this is cool. Usually I just go, people do things out of boredom, and I don't do that game. I'm never bored like that. Because there's too many interesting things going on. People just get lazy. So they pick some of this crap to do because they're lazy. But this time I was listening to everybody going, you know what? I like this. They were going to top 100. What was this and that? And then I heard Sheehan, the way he did it today. I said, oh, man, I like that. He didn't agree with it. The century, he said. And he made these valid arguments. Because really is Marcus Welby, M.D. I mean, I just love the way when he gets onto a topic that he sinks his teeth into, he's a pit bull. And he won me over today thinking, you know what? I agree with Sheehan. How can Tiger Woods be eighth on anything about the greatest? And then Serena Williams, and he's talking about Federer. He's talking about everybody mentioned was badasses. They're all of them were. But that was the beauty about people striving for ultimate perfection. And so if you make a mistake, own it. I know the young people say, I hear my son saying that all the time. He's 35, you know. So the one thing, you know, when you hear the young people doing their whole little vernacular, they got their little way they talk. It's cool. I like it. But he is right. And all you youngsters are right to say you have to own your mistakes. I made a critical error tonight in a lack of attention to detail on a number, one number off digit. And really it almost cost us the Massenburg interview. What a tragedy that would have been.
He was great. I got to say, he was a great guest tonight.
But that's Massenburg. Humble. I mean, I was putting him up with LeBron as a physical freak. And he just wouldn't accept it. He just, no, not me. you know what I mean? He would never bite.
I was going to say, he must make Glenn Davis look old.
Massenburg is a freak.
Old baby face.
I'm telling you. Look at him on the set on Monumental, whenever he's on everybody. He looks like he just wanted to pick him up like he's picking him up at a daycare. I'm telling you, he looks like the parent. Everybody else looks like kids. He's massive. And now he's telling you a secret because he's pushing iron. Listen to B. Mitch when he talks about his training regimen back, you know. See, remember, I covered Brian. I watched all of this stuff. I was like the rooster back in the day, that time, that period of my life. I was doing a Chris Russell. I was a reporter, and B. Mitch was doing he was doing free weights. Well, I remember everybody went through a knotless period. They were doing machine. No. The real savages were doing free weights. And B. Mitch he's a Neanderthal, man. He is certifiably insane. Seriously. If they ever do a mental thing and send him down, they'd lock him up. They'd strap him up and send him away. But that's what makes him so good at what he does. But I watch him, Ken Harvey, Marcus Washington, all of them. They had a bunch of dudes. I don't even know. Shepard. I don't know how they lost. That team that B. Mitch and them dudes was on is the greatest group of talented players that did not win a championship I have ever seen.
Of any sport?
That I covered. When I was watching those dudes, the way they trained, Ken Harvey, Marcus Washington, B. Mitch Shep, man, them dudes, they had everything. Speed, power, size. They trained like Spartans. These dudes, there was nothing fake about them at all. At all. Sometimes you can have everything and it don't work. I mean, you know, it might have been off the coaching. I'm not going to evaluate their leadership and all that. But in terms of players, man, don't tell me they didn't have it. Not player-wise. But making mistakes and being accountable for it. But Massenburg, well, we got it to work. We got it to work, so we didn't rob our market. We didn't rob the customers, you know, and that's a good thing. But, man, it'll take me a month to get over this now because it's just absolutely, I'm devastated by it. I can't believe it. Just cannot believe it. We'll go to break on that, and we'll come back. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And what would Zion do right now? He would go be what's his hand? It's what he says. You can tap in with me. _BTP. We'll be right back. And I share it with our audience because we're family. And you got to give him a phone number of a guest. And our production producers, they call out people and you type out a number and I got the number and it's, let's say it's 66 and I got 66 on my paper and I text over 66 and apparently I hit a digit off and I'm going, wait, so I'm looking right at it. Apparently it was wrong and I can't figure it out. And I come back and your eyes, your mind plays tricks on you. I'm looking right now at the man's number, and it's 78. And I'm looking at a piece of paper that I've got on that I printed out that has 77 on it. And what I sent to Chris, it says 77 all day on it. And I'm wondering why it's not working. It's because I'm a nitwit. And I go, what a knucklehead.
Well, out of all the numbers you've given me.
No, it's an unforced error. It's a fumble.
Sure, but you've given me so many numbers for so many great guests. This is the first time we've had a hiccup like this. So, you know, your batting average is pretty good still, I think.
No, but it was perfect. I'm striving for perfection. And I have fumbled now. I fumbled in my own red zone. No, but worse than that. You know what the worst fumble is on the goal line? When you're going in to score and you fumble. You fumble in the red zone. And that's on me. That's on me. That's 100 push-ups. That's on me. And I'm thinking, well, it's got to be an equipment thing. I'm thinking, but I got to call Chris Kennard. I got to call Chris tomorrow. Boss, like, boss, we're having technical problems. I'm running a world-class operation over here. I cannot afford to have technical glitches. I'm already writing a letter to the boss. And come to think about it, and as bad as I am on Zion, as much as I ride him like Secretariat, and then me of all people, I fumble on the 1 yard line.
Oh, this wasn't like an Ernest Biner thing. Hold on now. It still worked out.
No, it worked out because Massenburg was able to break three or four tackles, and he had like a Walter Payton type run. It had nothing to do with me. It was all Massenburg. But I'm just saying, and I share this with the public so that you realize that you can F up, you can fumble, you can drop a pass, you can have somebody hit a home run on you, and you can bounce back and finish strong. Now I have to have a hell of a fourth quarter. I got to come back and break her. I got to do some things now. And going back to Sheehan's, Sheehan had one of the best hours in radio today. And when he was describing Michael Phelps, what he was doing was he was describing some of the greatest athletes in the world and where they should have been positioned, you know, on the greatest on these poles and who should have been. It was the athlete of, I think it was the decade. And he thought the rankings, he didn't agree with the rankings. But that's the beauty about, and I'm going to get involved next year in all the you know, top picks and polls and all that. Because I was fascinated, but I thought, oh, this is cool. Usually I just go, people do things out of boredom, and I don't do that game. And I'm never bored like that. Because there's too many interesting things going on. People just get lazy. So they pick some of this crap to do because they're lazy. But this time I was listening to everybody going, you know what? I like this. They were going to top 100. The what was this and that. And then I heard Sheehan, the way he did it today. I said, oh, man, I like that. He didn't agree with it. The century, he said, and he made these valid arguments. Because really is Marcus Welby, M.D. I mean, I just love the way when he gets onto a topic that he sinks his teeth into, he's a pit bull. And he won me over today thinking, you know what? I agree with Sheehan. How can Tiger Woods be eighth on anything about the greatest? And then Serena Williams, and he's talking about Federer. He's talking about everybody mentioned was badasses. They're all of them were. But that was the beauty about people striving for ultimate perfection. And so if you make a mistake, own it. I know the young people say, I hear my son saying that all the time. He's 35, you know. So the one thing, you know, when you hear the young people doing their whole little vernacular, they got their little way they talk, it's cool. I like it. But he is right. And all you youngsters are right to say you have to own your mistakes. I made a critical error tonight in a lack of attention to detail on a number, one number off digit. And really it almost cost us the Massenburg interview. What a tragedy that would have been.
He was great. I got to say, he was a great guest tonight.
But that's Massenburg. Humble. I mean, I was putting him up with LeBron as a physical freak. And he just wouldn't accept it. He just, no, not me. You know what I mean? He would never bite.
I was going to say, he must make Glenn Davis look old.
Massenburg is a freak. Old baby face. I'm telling you. Look at him on the set on Monumental, whenever he's on there. Everybody, he looks like he just wanted to pick him up like he's picking him up at the daycare. I'm telling you, he looks like the parent. Everybody else looks like kids. He's massive. And he's still, and now he's telling you a secret because he's pushing iron. Listen to B. Mitch when he talks about his training regimen back, you know. See, remember, I covered Brian. I watched all of this stuff. I was like the rooster back in the day, that time, that period of my life. I was doing a Chris Russell. I was a reporter. And B. Mitch was doing he was doing free weights. Remember everybody went through a knotless period? They were doing machine? No. The real savages were doing free weights. And B. Mitch he's a Neanderthal, man. He is certifiably insane. Seriously. If they ever do a mental thing and send him down, they'd lock him up. They'd strap him up and send him away. But that's what makes him so good at what he does. But I watch him, Ken Harvey, Marcus Washington, all of them. They had a bunch of dudes. I don't even know. Shepard. I don't know how they lost. That team that B. Mitch and them dudes was on is the greatest group of talented players that did not win a championship I have ever seen.
Of any sport?
That I covered. When I was watching those dudes, the way they train, Ken Harvey, Marcus Washington, B. Mitch Shep, man, them dudes, they had everything. Speed, power, size. They trained like Spartans. These dudes, there was nothing fake about them at all. At all. Sometimes you can have everything and it don't work. I mean, you know, it might have been off the coaching. I'm not going to evaluate their leadership and all that. But in terms of players, man, don't tell me they didn't have it. Not player-wise. But making mistakes and holding, being accountable for it. But Massenburg, well, we got it to work. We got it to work so we didn't rob our market. We didn't rob the customers, you know, and that's a good thing. But, man, it'll take me a month to get over this now because it's just absolutely, I'm devastated by it. I can't believe it. Just cannot believe it. We'll go to break on that and we'll come back. 1-800-636-1067. is the number. And what would Zion do right now? He would go what's his handle? It's what he says. You can tap in with me _BTP. We'll be right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.